I want God's way to be my way. I sight Jenny here below. For there is no other highway.
Shalom and welcome to Reflections on Faith. Here with me is Brother Nzima. Welcome, brother.
Thank you, Pastor. And God bless you.
Amen. Now, this is quite an exciting period for us, and
yes,
quite a lot of activities.
Yes.
And for this podcast, Brother Nzima, I want us to look into experiences which have been occurring with the Advance Party as we are having this crusade.
Yes.
So
yes.
For those who may not be aware of how we go about our crusades, normally what happens is before the crusade takes place, we have what we call an advance party. So this is a team of ministers, brethren. They will visit the area, go about places, informing people about the meetings, even pray for people, evangelize and all that. And this is what has been happening. And Brother Nzima, I was looking at the report you were giving us on
yes.
The first day
yes.
when you started going about places with our two brothers, Brother Banda and Brother Lakson. One thing that surprised me was when you went in this village where I think it's one woman who said, there's no church here. We need a church.
That's right.
Is it not strange that we are living at a time when some villages don't have a church?
Pastor, it's very strange. And actually, you'll be surprised when you go in these places. People have never even heard of a message church.
Mm.
They have no idea what it is.
Mm.
They've just seen these Pentecostal fanatics, these people who've exaggerated calling themselves prophets.
Mm.
But in terms of hearing the real message from the Bible, they have no idea.
Wow.
One woman could not, when we visited this lady, you know, I was not sure how she would welcome us. She was looking sad, depressed. And when we started talking to her, we started bringing out the purpose of the message, because the flyer has the message.
Yeah.
She got excited,
you
know, and then she started telling us to say, oh my goodness. And then, you know, she said, so you're going to have a meeting where you talk of these things, yes.
Mm.
And it's indicating 3 days. Why didn't you make it 1 week?
Well, it's the people wondering why we only have 3 days. They wanted more days.
She said, why didn't you make it 3 days? I mean, why didn't you make it 1 week?
Mm.
So we said, no, we're just starting and all that. Then she said, please, let's go in my house. You have to pray for me.
Wow.
So,
and all this is starting way before we have the crusade.
Way before we have the crusade.
You can see the hunger. You can see the need that the village
yes.
has.
Now, this is what she said.
Mm.
She said, please, if you're scared of food, I have maize meal. I have goats. I can contribute so that we extend your stay here.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, that's how it was.
For our listeners, you know, when we are planning a crusade, one of the things which I concern is the food budget. She was right on that, because you have a missions team and people have to camp there. So one of the things we include on the budget is food. And so you have a target number of days. But what is interesting is, you know, when you go to places evangelizing, you are hoping to catch new souls in this gospel net.
Yes.
But to go to a place where here are souls, they are the ones telling you, why did you give it 3 days?
Yes.
Are you? Is your concern about food?
Mm.
We have animals here. We are willing to support the food budget. We need God here. And you see, Brother Nzima, like we've been talking the other time when I was there myself, you can see this is a village which is being terrorized by witchcraft, and people are living in fear.
Very much in fear. That's the stronghold there, Pastor.
And that is why they are excited hearing about a crusade coming.
Now, the other thing, you know what she said? She says, but you see, what is even better is, instead of just this meeting, why not put a church there?
Wow.
Because the village is notorious. There's a lot of darkness there.
Wow.
And then she said, I know what happened to my friend. He got the blessing. God delivered him. I was there when you visited him. Now I was shocked.
Let's talk about that. Remember,
yes,
the first day we visited, we went to see the headman.
Yes.
Trying to inform him. We would love to have a crusade here. And well, we've mentioned this testimony in the previous podcast.
Yes.
He was sick.
Yes.
I mean, his arm was not okay.
Yes.
And these are not spiritual people. He didn't even have the vocabulary of a Christian.
Yes.
But when we prayed, I mean, we could feel the presence of God.
Yes, yes.
And at the end of the prayer, he said, please touch my hand. I reached out, touched his hand. And we prayed, believing in God. And I mean, everyone could feel the presence of God. And then a healing took place. And this woman you are talking about said she heard the testimony of the healing of the headman.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm excited about that because the story has spread in the village.
The story has spread. And they said the people who prayed for him, we know of that incident. So you are the people. So people are very much expectant. Others, pastor, could not hold. They said, you just have to pray for us.
Wow.
And this particular group, we prayed, this family, we prayed for them. But they wanted us to be going every day. So the second day it happened, the number was even bigger. They even invited more people. So we had to tell them, please wait for Friday.
you know, when the other
wait team, for Friday.
When the other team joined you, Brother Mwansa and
Brother Kashala.
Brother Kashala, you know, they decided to join the team there just for a day. And when he came back, I mean, he was on the phone telling me, he said, oh, the brothers are being so overtaken with praying for people. You know, one family wants them to pray for them.
Yeah.
And I was telling them, now you're wasting time. You need to move on to other places. Wow, that is exciting. And the one thing the brother kept saying, Brother Mwansa, was, you know, there is no manpower. We need more brothers there. And that's a fertile ground.
That's a fertile ground. So talking about that, pastor, when we were giving out the flyers, so this lady read, because we said Jesus Christ heals and delivers. Yeah. That's the theme. So she says, I have a problem. I have a niece who's been afflicted terribly. Demonic power and sickness.
Yeah.
He says, so is it possible that she can be prayed for? I said, why not? But she says she's very far. I said, well, if she says, but the case is more of an emergency. They don't know what to do with her. The hospital hasn't found any problem. So what did we do? Pastor, we had to, after our field trip, we thank God we were able to drive 15 kilometers away from where we were.
Okay.
We found this girl. She was in a disheveled state. The mothers were saying she's always like crawling like a snake. I just told the brothers, we have an opportunity. We may not have tomorrow for these people, but if the Lord has opened a way, let's do the best we can. And by God's grace, the power of God came down yesterday. It was so wonderful.
Praise God.
That demonic spirit left the girl. So they are coming for the crusade, pastor.
Amen.
So we are very much anticipating, and we were rejoicing for what God is doing for these people.
You know, the time you sent me that voice note report.
Yes.
The time I received it, I was cleaning the offices. I love to do that.
Yeah.
So I was mopping around, you know, just cleaning, you know, the this church environment. And when I received that, oh my, I couldn't help, but I stood up. Started rejoicing. I started shouting hallelujahs. I was just filled with joy.
Amen.
But at the same time, Brother Nzima, it was a mixed feeling. I started to think. I started looking at the condition of many message churches. The focus has been so much around arguments.
Yes.
And having itchy ears, always wanting to hear something new, some new revelation.
And
there's been so much abundance of revelations, if we can call it that way, in so much that people are now throwing mud at each other. Who has it more correct than the other? And this has been going on for 50 years plus.
Yes.
But is that really the purpose why God sent?
No, no, no. That's not the purpose.
A messenger? Just to leave us with something to scratch our heads about and to argue. And I believe in the importance of having right doctrine. But when the life of the spirit is not in the church, believe me, you are not different from any other denomination or setting.
No, that is true.
Which has enclosed itself in a four-walled building, and you've become a clique, you know. You have some special revelation, and yet you have no, you have no touch with the world around you.
Yes, yes.
Brother Nzima, when you go to this village, you are seeing souls, Pastor, which are desperate.
There is something special. You even forget you're in the village.
Yeah.
You know the way I've pictured it? I've pictured it like a machinery. You look at the body of Christ like, or a church as a vehicle.
Yeah.
That needs to be on the road. And then you find that you need to put in this part, put in that part. But there's one component. For example, maybe you have a vehicle, then a mechanic tells you, I'm sorry, you can't find this component in this country. You have to order it online. That's that's a critical component. That's how I picture evangelism.
Right.
There is a certain blessing. There's a certain breakthrough. You will never have it as a church and as a believer until you venture out.
Until you get involved in evangelism.
This is what is surprising, Pastor. When you go to the darkest place, that's where you see the brightest. God hides that component.
Can you say that again?
When you go to the darkest place, that's where it's brightest. Places where no one else wants to go.
Right.
Places where there seems to be no hope. We met this elderly couple, a man and his wife, very old and poor. But when we told them about them, we were so excited.
Oh, man.
They couldn't wait. They said, please come and pick us up.
Hallelujah.
They can't see. But they said, please, we've been longing for this. Come. So the brothers visited this. You know, they saw these two couples, the man and his wife. After talking to them, they were so excited by the reception. So they said, Brother Nzima, please, you just have to greet them.
Amen.
I greeted them, Pastor, but I've never felt what I felt. Oh. I said, brothers, I can't leave these. I know you've prayed with them. I'm also going to pray for them.
Amen.
So we came out of that field with a great joy and blessing. So Satan is clever, Pastor. He just keeps you. The same things you are eating out. You're full of the meat. You're full of the food. You're not letting out.
You know,
others are starving.
You know, Brother Nzima, there's a time I mentioned this in one preaching.
Yes.
That when you are eating, I'm talking about physical eating.
Yes.
You take in the carbohydrates. You know, carbohydrates, they give you energy.
Yeah.
And you keep taking in these carbohydrates.
Yes.
But you have very little physical activity. Maybe much of the time you spend sitting down. Even the good carbohydrate will make you sick.
No, that's true.
With time you may develop type 2 diabetes. Because when you eat food, it is meant to be digested, and then when it produces that fuel in your body, the fuel needs to burn up. It needs to be used. But if it doesn't get used, the body stores it as fat.
Yeah, that's right.
And when you look at the condition of many fellowships today, many believers, it's a kind of a situation where people keep on eating. Every Sunday, you just hear another sermon. You want to hear something new to excite you.
Yeah.
I don't believe God is in such kind of a business just to excite us with another better understanding of the scripture. Brother Nzima, when you look at the character of God, from Genesis, all the way from Genesis, it was God's desire to have a family, a spiritual family. Even when Jesus Christ came, he left us with this great commission. I think, let us read that. Matthew 28, verse 19.
Okay. Yeah.
There is no such a thing like, oh, that particular church is gifted with evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
This is Christ's mission to anyone called a believer.
That's
and there's
right.
no such a thing like evangelism can't take place in my country. I think we are way past that. No, there's no such a thing.
Such a thing. Yes.
As long as Jesus hasn't yet come, there's work to do.
Yes.
There's someone who needs to hear about Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Matthew 28, verse 19. If you found it, brother, you can read it.
Okay, it reads, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Teaching them," that's 20, "to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Mm.
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world."
And Amen. That's the pattern we've taken with our missions program.
Amen.
We first do a crusade. The next thing we look forward to is establishing a church there.
Yes.
Put a structure where these new converts can have a place where they can start coming to pray, to learn the scriptures.
Mm.
A crusade is just one big event. Real work actually starts after the crusade.
No, that is true.
And one thing that excited me about Chongwe is...
Mm.
People who haven't even yet come for the altar call, you know, they're crying for a church.
Yes.
And that's the first question I had asked, you know, when we went there together with the Advance Party. I was curious to understand how many churches are in the area and all that.
Yes.
And I was surprised to know that there's no Pentecostal church.
There is no Pentecostal
I think there's just
church.
Two traditional ones.
Mm.
There's practically no church. And even these which are there, you find that it's a long distance for one to find a church.
Mm.
And that excites me.
Yes.
And
yes.
I have no doubt that after this crusade, immediately, almost immediately, we're going to have a brother who will remain there.
Mm.
And we have to start thinking of a church.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm. And that is needed, Pastor.
And I'm also glad we'll talk more about this maybe probably in another podcast, but I'm so happy that in Mtenguleni, where we had the last crusade, the church construction
project
has started.
Yes, we have started.
I was excited to see those brothers beginning to make, you know, these bricks.
Yes.
And we want to see that happen. We'll probably talk about that in another podcast.
Amen.
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 But just before we close,
you
know, in another gospel, Jesus talks about go make disciples of nations.
Mm.
A crusade or evangelism isn't just about making people know about the word of God.
Mm.
It's about making disciples so that these people come to a place where they grow in the faith.
That's right.
You know, today you posted that report from the Advance Party.
Yes.
And you know, this is what excites me.
Mm.
The team you are with.
Yes.
These are people who are converts who came from the crusades. They've been now in the faith maybe for 3-4 years.
Mm.
But when you hear how articulate they are in the field, how they bring
Amen.
Out the scriptures.
Amen.
Oh my.
Yes.
It really comes out good.
Yes.
I was listening to some of them, the voice reports which were posted, and how they were explaining how they explained some biblical passages. I couldn't believe my ears,
yes,
Brother Nzima,
yes,
that these are people who were baptizing 3 years ago, but the understanding of the word, the scripture, it's amazing.
Yeah. So Pastor, the crusade, it's just a net. When it goes, it throws.
It pulls.
And it pulls.
Yeah.
But when everyone else has left, that's when the real work starts.
Right, right.
Because those little flames that were put up, you need to put the flame up.
Yeah, I've noticed
so
that.
It's a lot of work, but it's an exciting experience because it's like you're starting all over again.
You know,
the discipline of prayer.
Yeah.
You've been persistent in prayer, researching God's word, trying to study, trying to put things to ground them.
Mm.
Because,
like
Paul said in the book of Timothy, remember where he was telling Timothy to say, remember, Timothy, my doctrine, my patience.
Yeah.
And one of the first things he mentioned, I think you had mentioned it in one of the preachings, was when a church starts, the first thing is the teaching.
Yeah.
People from the very start, they have to be grounded. They have to, once they are grounded, everything falls in place.
Yeah.
So we are very excited.
Amen.
Yeah, we are very excited. And I know the Lord has already vindicated this work.
And, you know, what is wonderful is after the churches in Chatama, Rufunsa have been established, and now we have Mwembeshi also.
Yes.
We've been having elders, ministers like Pastor James Veremo.
Yes.
Who visited these places, and we really treasure those moments because these environments need more of that.
Yes.
And you know what is exciting, Brother Nzima? We'll be having Brother Rolf Stroman come to these
wonderful
places.
Wonderful.
And the other time I was on a long phone call with him, telling him how excited we are because we trust his teaching ministry will be a blessing.
Amen.
As
that's
he
right.
goes in these places.
Mm. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Amen.
No, we really thank God. Amen.
Yeah. So God Amen. Bless you, saints. We'll see you in the next podcast.
Amen.
I won't go away.